It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is launching a new initiative called Portrait of a Graduate. It aims to define the types of skills and experience students need for success after high school. A DPI committee is surveying residents, holding public listening sessions, and meeting with education leaders. They want to determine a shared vision for what a properly prepared student looks like, whether they enter the workforce or go to college. With graduation approaching for high schools around the state, we're checking in on what colleges and employers are looking for from Wisconsin graduates. Mindy Thompson is a professor of counseling psychology and the director of the Center for Research on College Workforce Transitions at UW-Madison. She spoke with Rob Barrett.
How much has the landscape changed for students who are entering the workforce now compared to 10 or, I don't know, maybe even 5 years ago?
Well, I would say, you know, based on my own experience and our research at CCWT, as well as the students that we work with and interview, it has changed dramatically.
Is that, I mean, the story we keep hearing is it's artificial intelligence. How much of it is AI?
I think it's AI combined with a whole host of other factors. You know, coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, we really saw an increase in mental health concerns and distress among college students and even students in high school and earlier. And that has been one piece that has continued to increase in terms of students' distress levels. Part of that distress, when we talk to students, is related to not knowing what their future holds in terms of potential for financial stability in the future, potential for having a stable job, potential for having a family, having a place to live. So all of that in combination with now in more recent years, the AI landscape rapidly changing. And of course, there's a whole lot of messages that students are hearing about what this will mean for their futures.
Okay, with all of that uncertainty, all these question marks, and they're very real questions, are there things we could say, hey, these are skills or these are kinds of knowledge that you, that student entering the job market at whatever level, need to know or can work on preparing despite all that uncertainty?
Yeah, so we've known for a while that something that is commonly referred to as soft skills or transferable skills, that these are important for students for competencies to be successful and to enter into the workforce, whether that be a sort of internship or co-op or apprenticeship level or position or future in terms of their career. But these soft skills or career competencies also are defined by some national organizations. So these are things like ability to communicate well. These are things like teamwork. These are things like how to cope with uncertainty and how to problem solve.
Okay. My worry is I keep hearing about how people of all ages are using, say, a chatbot to write an email for them, to write a paper for them, to write their resume.
Yeah.
Are we losing the ability to learn those communication skills if we're outsourcing it to different kinds of AI?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And that's one of the concerns that we increasingly are hearing. You know, it's interesting when you talk to students, students are hesitant about AI. So they sort of value some pieces of it, right? Like talking to a chatbot, having someone who edits their emails or even sometimes writes their emails for them. And they're also concerned because they know that they may not be learning the skills that they want to learn or need to learn. And they're also concerned, of course, about whether they're going to have jobs in the future if AI starts to do all of these things for us.
Now, this is a constant question. This isn't a new thing. The idea of, hey, I know there's lots of jobs in this line of work, the local factory, computer programming, healthcare, whatever the case may be. And that can change over time. Factories close, AI or automation take over certain job functions that we didn't think they could in some ways. How much do we talk about, hey, you should be training for a specific line of work versus, hey, you should be broad-based and learning general skills that allow you to be versatile in a potentially changing job market?
Yeah, I think this is maybe the fundamental question, right, of what we're doing with education at the moment is how do we still focus on teaching students those very specific skills that they would need to enter a particular job? And also knowing that those jobs are highly likely to shift and change over time, as well as their ability to get a job in a certain sector of the economy.
This is a complaint I hear sometimes from students at college and even in high school. Hey, I'm trying to be certified for a particular job. Why do I need to take these classes in English or whatever, social sciences or whatever, if that's not directly germane to my job? How can educators and educational institutions balance out and make the case that, hey, you need those specific skills, you also need some of this general stuff to hit those soft skills sweet spots?
Yeah, I think that's the piece around really thinking about career competencies. And if we're starting to prepare students to develop those career competencies and to have access to it, sometimes that includes learning from disciplines outside of your chosen career area to better understand a broad conceptual field in a way that helps you to learn and refine your own critical thinking skills. So critical thinking, we know, is essential to one of our competencies as we move forward and being successful in any job. And so that there's a way in which exposure and broad exposure, it allows students to be able to begin to develop those skills, to think about people and places and things from other perspectives, and really increases or has the potential to increase perspective taking.
You mentioned earlier getting that internship or other kinds of students on the job experience. Do you think there are enough opportunities out there? It seemed like, just thinking back to my high school and college experiences, it seemed like some of them were kind of few and far between.
Yeah, and actually that's getting worse, not better.
Oh, okay.
So there are definitely not enough of those work-based learning experiences that we know are really critical for students and their development out there. And actually what we're seeing is a decrease. If we look at college internship postings in particular, for example, we see that over the past 5 years, there have been a decrease in the numbers of employers that are posting those experiences and those opportunities for students, and an increase in the number of students who are applying to get those experiences.
Earlier, you mentioned mental health concerns for graduates these days, high school and college, I think we're talking about. How does dealing with that help a student develop that career success, as well as, of course, their mental and emotional well-being?
It's something that, as we think about understanding and knowing ourselves and having the capacity to, let's say, cope with distress or cope with changes or cope with conflict, that it's really critical that we have those capacities within ourselves, that we know where to go and to get the support to allow us to be able to perform our best in the moment in any sort of workplace situation.
Now, here we have this effort by the State Department of Education just announced to develop this portrait of a graduate. And they're trying to define, hey, what do kids coming out of high school in particular need to be ready for the job market? So say they come to you and say, Mindy Thompson, what would be at the top of your agenda for Wisconsin and preparing our students for the future? What would you tell them?
Yeah, I would tell them that I think we need to focus on finding that balance of the career competencies. We need to teach students and train students to be able to think critically, to be able to adapt to a rapidly changing environment, to show and be able to demonstrate professionalism in communication and teamwork and collaboration, and that all of those things require sort of that focus on teaching and training specific skills that are, of course, going to be essential in particular jobs, while also really attuning to the whole person and students' holistic beings as critical and essential to preparing them to be entering the workforce.
And Mindy, finally, as we wrap up, watching from my vantage point, I'm thinking, man, I'm glad I'm not a kid entering the job market now.
Yes.
It wasn't necessarily easy when I was that age. It looks a lot harder now. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah. I think this is what students are feeling, right? They're feeling this added pressure. They're getting all sorts of messages. Social media obviously looks really different than it did 10, 20 years ago in terms of the ways and spaces that students are getting messages in social media spaces that are sort of unfiltered, uncontrolled, and really, I think, increasing that sense of pressure and coupling that with the current state of the unpredictability of the labor market, it's a lot.
Mindy, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Mindy Thompson is a professor of counseling psychology and director of the Center for Research on College Workforce Transitions at UW-Madison. She was with us today to talk about the types of skills and knowledge students need as they enter the workforce. Now we're looking at what Wisconsin high school graduates need to know to be successful in college or other post-secondary education. Scott Ludostansky is managing director of Gallen Education, a Wisconsin-based tutoring service that helps high school students prepare for college. He's also executive director of State Street Education in Madison. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. For that high school student thinking about college now, maybe even sophomore, junior year, what kind of skills and knowledge are most important for them to develop as they get ready to apply for higher education?
Well, I would almost frame it as like there's sort of these two components. In fact, I even like to kind of latch onto the words of the content and the process, right? Part of school is there's always going to be a learning component to school. I think that's obvious. And in terms of the process, I think that's a lot of what we're seeing now with high school students as they're finishing up their last few years of high school is how can I really start to become more independent, manage more of my world, be able to keep track and communicate and problem solve in ways where I don't have to necessarily be walked through it. I am really gaining that autonomy from the parents, the friends, the teachers, the people in my life, you know, that helped me get through those things.
Well, that's interesting because as a parent who's been through this process, yeah, there's this fine line. Like, well, you want to make sure deadlines are met and your kids are applying to the colleges that they have a shot at getting into and things like that, and wanting them to do the work themselves so they learn how to do this. What is your advice for the parent in that situation?
So I actually was going to say, I think a lot of it falls on the parent because as a parent, our instincts are jump in, help. And I think there's also this constant debate as a parent of letting my kid, I'm not going to say fail maybe, but like, you know, hit some speed bumps and come through it on their own versus, wait, no, a speed bump could mean they get a B or a C or a D or what, you know, whatever the scenario is. I'm giving a generic one. I think that's challenging. And so I think as parents even, and I have this conversation with parents, I think it's important to kind of, you mentioned sophomore, junior year, to kind of look across sophomore year, junior year, senior year, and really try to map out how am I phasing myself out? What are all the areas I'm supporting my student? Maybe right now I'm sitting down with them and actually clicking through their, you know, course sites and their portal and their homework every night. But how do I start to scale that back over time? And as a parent, we just don't think that way because it's just so against our natural instincts. But putting that sort of long-term 2-3-year focus on it can really leave your kid in a great spot by the time they're getting ready to head off to college.
Now, I had asked Mindy what she would want to see from this portrait of a graduate effort from the State Department of Public Instruction when it came to workforce preparedness. If they came to you, Scott, and said, okay, we want to know what schools can do to prepare kids for college, what kind of things would you suggest to them?
If I simplify the work that we do with students, I simplify it down to 3 steps, which is number 1, do I know what I need to do? Number 2, can I plan, manage, and organize what I need to do? And number 3, can I do what I need to do? Now, we could deconstruct all 3 of those steps into a lot of different soft skills, a lot of executive functioning skills. You know, time management certainly is one that kind of jumps to my mind as such a key piece for high school and college students, especially making that transition. And so, you know, I'm a little biased, but I always think those executive function skills jump to mind. And certainly with that close link towards emotional regulation and emotional well-being. So I really would love to see high school students really able to execute those 3 steps and sort of have the toolbox where they're ready to be able to do that on their own.
I think back to my high school to college experience, and I was kind of a smart kid in high school. And when I went to college and I realized, oh, these are all smart kids and like smarter than me in many ways. And I hadn't really developed the work skills, I think, that I needed. And it took me, there was some learning curve there in college. What kind of things can we do to make sure kids are ready to do the kind of work, the kind of educational work that they need to do when they hit college?
Yeah, I mean, I call what you're referring to as high school mode. Mm-hmm. And we see a lot of students where they're very bright and they get stuck in high school mode, which is, I can make it work in high school. I can, you know, I have a test tomorrow. I'll just look at a few things tonight and it's all good. Or I have a paper due Monday. I'll just hit it, you know, 6 o'clock Sunday night. And that works in high school. I do think in college, the biggest piece that students struggle with in the sense of they're creating a new baseline for how they function, like what are all the things that I need to do in a given week in college to be successful that's different than high school? It is a step up. It is more difficult. What kind of jumps to the front of my mind is really how are they structuring their free time? And how are they, again, I'm going to go back to the word structure, but like creating structure and consistency out of those unstructured times. How are they able to manage the academic tasks that they have to do, such as, you know, note-taking, reviewing lecture slides, just purely studying, these tasks that aren't tied to points, deadlines, or submissions that they now have to do. And I think starting to learn and understanding those pieces and how they can, you know, manage their time around that is really important for college students to make that transition into, let's call it college mode to keep it simple.
I talked to Mindy a little bit about how AI, artificial intelligence, is changing the work world. You're working directly with students at your organization. What are you seeing their experiences with AI in the educational and college prep process?
Well, that could be a whole show to itself.
Definitely.
I'll keep it simple. I think it's an amazing tool when students use it as a strategy. If it's, hey, I need to read two chapters in a textbook. For a lot of students, that is long. It takes a lot of energy. They don't get a lot out of it. And so I think there are academic tasks where students are able to tap into AI tools that it can make them so much more efficient and help them learn. However, at the end of the day, the information still has to go into your brain. Like, you still have to make that happen and put that work in. But I do think there are such cool tools out there for students to use, especially even students with learning disabilities, with dyslexia, with ADHD. Like, I think there are awesome tools to so quickly change the mode in which they're able to consume the information.
As we start to wrap up, Scott, speak directly to that high school student now who's thinking, maybe not sure, but thinking about headed for higher education. What should be at the top of their mind to, you know, do that work, to exercise their minds in school to be ready when they're applying and then heading to their freshman year?
Yeah, this is so, I think, a little out of the box. But I would tell them to really work on improving their ability to get started on work and their stamina. Because with the hundreds and hundreds of college students that we've worked with, what often ends up being the most detrimental to their mental health, to their ability to be productive and stay in school, is simply their ability to get started and stay focused on work. And there's a lot of components that go into that. But I think, you know, with the landscape, with technology, those students that are able to simply do that, I'm saying it like it's a simple thing. It is not a simple thing. But the students that are able to do that, I often find, have easy success in college because they're able to work hard and get the coursework done.
Great advice, Scott. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Scott Lodustansky, Managing Director of Gallen Education. It's a Wisconsin-based tutoring service that helps high school students prepare for college. He spoke with Rob Ferrett to share what skills and experience Wisconsin high school graduates need to be successful in college. And earlier, we heard from UW-Madison counseling psychology professor Mindy Thompson about how students can best prepare to transition into the workforce. What do you think a properly prepared high school graduate looks like? How did you decide to go to college or join the workforce? What is the young person in your life most concerned about as they make this transition into adulthood and get established? Send us an email at wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.